He's real good. He has a big arm. He has some targets out there that can make plays. Then he has a really good running game. So he's very tough.
What about their passing game is clicking right now?
Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler. I mean, those two guys. You can't really go wrong with that duo. And then you got Earl Bennett out there and Devin Hester. So, I mean, you got a plethora of receivers. And then Matt Forte can get it out in open space and screens and out the backfield. So he just got a plethora of receivers.
What do you guys? Obviously, Carolina gave them some fits for three quarters. Then the fourth quarter, they couldn't stop them at all. What do you guys have to do to make them uncomfortable?
You got to play hard, aggressive football for 60 minutes. Like you said, Carolina played tough for three quarters. And in that fourth quarter, Bears was able to move, especially in that last drive. So you got to play solid the whole game, because that type of team, you got to keep it going and going, because they're capable of big play anytime.
I guess along the same lines, you guys controlled the game against Indianapolis for three and a half quarters, but couldn't finish at the end. Is that even more of a focus for you?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That's a focus every week, is for us to finish, because some games we'll come out slow and try to come back in the game, or sometimes we'll start fast and not finish. So we got to try to put a complete football game together, and I don't even think we've done that so far. So once we're able to do that as a team, then we can be, we'll start clicking and start getting some more wins.
Obviously, for you guys in the secondary, I assume you want them to be in third and long situations. They've got a good running game, too. How important will that first down, second down plays be for you guys on Sunday?
Oh, it's crucial. It's big, because you know that they're probably going to try to run the ball, pound the rock, establish identity. So we got to stuff that run and get that stopped so that we can create those longer distances, so they have to make bigger plays. And then that'll allow us to make some more plays in the secondary.
How critical, by the way, is it just to get a home win on Sunday? You guys have one more chance here before you hit the road again.
Oh, it's critical if it's a win, no matter where we are. This is a big game. All the games from here on out is going to be very big, but this one's definitely going to be big against a high-quality opponent as the Bears. So it's going to be a good test for us, but it's something that we need.
Thanks for doing this.
All right, no problem. Wow. Oh, well, the way we attacked him last time was because we had Quentin Finnegan just guard him around. I mean, that's a good enough already, but I remember we said we had to be physical with him, try to almost take him out of his game a little bit, but it's hard. Yeah, I mean, he's an elite receiver, and him and Jay Cutler has a great connection together, so we got to be aggressive, and we have to try to dislodge the ball from him, because he has really good hands, and Jay Cutler tries to find him and get the ball to him. Well, checkdowns are checkdowns for a reason. They're going to get those. Our job is to not let them get the big play trying to stop the checkdown. We can live with the checkdown. That's going to be a 4 or 5 yard play. We can't give up the 25 yard play behind the checkdown. So that's our focus.
How